You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Twin Flames Live with Mary Miller.
Mary Miller.
Live from Facebook.com/Worker of Light Spiritual.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Psychic Radio.
Or one of our websites,
AskOneRadio.com or Moonstruck.tv.
This is Twin Flames Live
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Twin Flames Live, broadcasting live over A1R Psychic Radio and Moonstruck TV. I'm your host, Mary Miller, founder of Worker of Light Spiritual. I am a psychic astrologer and spiritual life coach, and one of my greatest passions is helping people navigate their twin flame journeys. Like many of you, I didn't always understand what was happening when I was going through my twin flame journey. I spent years searching for answers, learning, growing, sometimes crying myself to sleep at night and trying to make sense of experiences that didn't fit into the traditional understanding that I had of relationships or soul connections, and probably things that a lot of you don't understand either. Over time, that search led me to dedicate years of study to the twin flame phenomenon and the spiritual awakening and deep personal transformation that comes along with it. Today, I work with others who are on similar journeys, helping them understand what's going on in this connection. And helping them understand their experiences and find their way through the confusion that often comes with them. And that's why I created the show Twin Flames Live, to provide education, guidance, and support to those who are walking this path. So today, for our first episode, I'm going to answer the question that I'm sure is on so many people's minds, and that is, what exactly is a twin flame? Now, a twin flame connection is a deeply transformative spiritual connection between two people. And this isn't just any spiritual connection. Your twin flame was made specifically for you and is the one and only soul who was created for you. You guys were created from the exact same soul spark, the exact same divine soul spark when everything was created in the beginning. You share the same soul blueprint, the same spiritual DNA, and they have been with you from the very beginning of existence and will continue to be with you for all of eternity. Meeting your twin flame and having that soul recognition is immensely different from any other relationship you will ever experience. There is usually an immediate sense of familiarity, like you know you have been with this person in other lifetimes. There's a strong emotional connection and a feeling that the relationship has a deeper purpose than any other relationship or connection you've ever had. One of the things that makes the twin flame journey so unique is that it brings so many unresolved wounds and fears and emotional patterns to the surface. And this can be incredibly challenging, but these challenges serve a purpose. Rather than simply being about romance, the twin flame journey awakens you spiritually and is a catalyst for healing, self-discovery, and spiritual growth. The connection becomes a mirror that reflects not only your strengths, but also the areas of yourself that still need healing. And your twin will continue to mirror those things in you that need to be healed until you finally learn and heal that part of yourself. Now, in just a minute here, I'm going to take a caller. I see I have one waiting. But before I do that, I wanted to real quick just clear up a few common misconceptions that people have about twin flames. So the first misconception that people tend to have is that the twin flame journey is only about romance. And the reality of the fact is that many people do experience a romantic attraction to their twin flame. I would argue that most of them do. But the deeper purpose of the connection is your spiritual awakening, your spiritual growth, and personal growth. The second misconception is that physical union is the ultimate goal. And surprise, it's not. Many people become so focused on being with their twin flame that they lose sight of their own healing journey. But in reality, one of the most important aspects of the twin flame path is learning to become whole and happy within yourself. And the third misconception that I'm going to bring up right now is that people tend to think that constantly chasing your twin flame will bring the two of you together, and that is not the case at all. It actually very much does the opposite. Chasing the connection is a very low vibrational act and keeps you in a state of obsession that is fueled by the egoic mind and allows your pain body to keep control of you. Healing, self-love, personal growth, and learning to become truly whole and happy within yourself is what allows you to reach union and gives you that potential opportunity to have a romantic relationship with your twin flame. When we focus on ourselves, we find true peace, clarity, fulfillment, emotional balance, and happiness, regardless of what happens in the connection. Okay, so now that we have that basic intro into what twin flames is and what it's all about, I'd like to open the lines to take our first caller. I see we have Carol here from Cedar Lake, Indiana.
Yes, hello. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great.
How can I help you today?
I just wanted a general reading. I have had a lot of things happening. There's a lot of things happening in my life right now. Unexpected good things, unexpected bad things, and I just wanted to get a general reading on why my life is so crazy right now and if it'll calm down. Basically, that's what my question is.
Is this in regards to your twin flame or just general?
No, a general. This is a general reading, please. I believe my twin flame is on the other side, not in physical form right now. So that's why I want a general reading.
Okay, I understand. Well, this segment, in this segment, I am focusing on twin flames, and I do not have my tarot cards with me. But I may be able to help you and coach you a little bit if you can tell me a little bit about what's
married.
Going on.
I'm happily married. Yeah, I'm happily married and I have a son. But the person that, actually my mother, we could read each other's minds. Like when I fell and I got into an accident, she was in a different city and she knew that when I impacted, she felt my pain. We could read each other's minds. She knew what I was. She like had eyes in the back of her head. She is very gifted. She is psychic and did some automatic writings. And so we were very connected. I also am very intuitive. And she passed on. She had me late in life. So she's been gone 20 years. She's was my only true twin flame, I believe. We came from the same, like you said, come from the same source, divine creator. We come from the same spark. And she's gone. She's on the other side. So I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm. That is very possible. Like I said, twin flames are not always a romantic connection. They can pop up in family relationships as well. So it's very possible.
Friends. Yes. Yeah, very best friends, very close. And part of me died when she died, right?
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Another thing that can happen is there's also something called a twin ray, which is they're not quite the same as a twin flame, but you come from the same soul family and you're more of a very high level soulmate. So that could also be a potential as well. I want to apologize that I wasn't able to help you with your initial reading that you were coming on here for, but I did want to tell you.
I'm really enjoying Glenn and B. I'm here though.
Yes. Well, I'm happy to have you here and glad that you called in.
Okay,
and I would love to help you though. If you want to reach out to me outside of the show, I would be happy to do a general reading for you. I do offer those as well. You can find me on my Facebook business page, which is facebook.com/workeroflightspiritual, or you can send me an email at workeroflightspiritual@gmail.com. And I would be more than happy to help you with that.
Can I go through Facebook Messenger?
You sure can.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, wonderful. I'm looking forward to talking to you.
Okay. Well, thank you. I'll let you go.
Of course. Thank you so much for calling in, and you have a wonderful rest of your night.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, we have only about 3 minutes left. Time flies by when you're having fun. So this is perfect timing for me to close out here and leave you with my final thoughts. So I just wanted to say, if you believe you're experiencing a twin flame connection, try shifting your focus this week away from your twin flame, what they are doing, and toward what this experience is teaching you. What emotions is this connection bringing up for you? What about yourself is being mirrored to you? What fears are you being asked to heal? What lessons are you learning about yourself? Sometimes the greatest gift of the twin flame journey isn't your twin flame at all. It's the transformation that occurs within us along the way. So I want to thank you all so much for joining me on my very, very first episode of Twin Flames Live. I'm so excited to be here. And next week, we will be talking about one of the most common questions that people have along the twin flame journey, which is, what is the difference between a twin flame, a soulmate, a karmic? And since I just brought up twin rays here with Carol, I will bring that up as well and explain more in depth the difference and how you know which connection you are experiencing. So again, if you would like to communicate with me outside of the show, you can find me at my Facebook business page, facebook.com/workerofLightSpiritual, or you can email me directly at workerofLightSpiritual@gmail.com. And I will be happy to help you. I do offer non-twin flame based services as well. But if you have a question about your twin flame, I do offer twin flame coaching as well. So you're more than welcome to reach out to me there, and I can help you with a variety of things. I also do astrological services, spell work, pretty much anything, you name it. I do energy healing as well. So with that being said, until next time, remember to be gentle with yourself, trust your journey, and keep moving forward one step at a time. I am Mary Miller, and this has been Twin Flames Live on A1R Psychic Radio and Moonstruck TV. Have a beautiful day or night wherever you are in the world, and I will see you next time.